Nah, so I was in DC and I went to the Nationals game, the baseball game, and the day before it was a shooting there. And so the news said what the news people were told was that the shooting was outside the stadium. We got in there and talked to one of the guys who was there, and he said, no, them niggas were shooting inside the stadium.
They got guns in the through security.
I don't know how that happened, and I believed him
Could see
because
him.
it was too detailed. And he was just saying that once they started shooting, everybody would, like, you know, when you start shooting in a public place, everybody would start scattering. They was hiding behind his shit. He was at one of them, stands where he was selling all his shit, and niggas was just running. It was mayhem. But he knew that if they had said that they were shooting inside the stadium, they
Nobody
would
would
have to
think.
shut down every fucking stadium. You know what I'm saying? They would have to increase the security. They couldn't have played that day, and people wouldn't have come. You know what I'm saying? So,
Oh, so they said it was nearby, but not in the
but not in the
building.
stadium. But he was saying it was in the fucking stadium. Like, they were letting off rounds. And then it was just another shooting downtown DC. Like, niggas is out here wilding, to y'all point of
Yes, here in the
why
States.
though? Like, you think it's an after effect of the pandemic?
Yeah, that definitely plays a part. And then America, a lot of people have guns here. Like they're like on every street corner. It's not like that in other countries. Guns don't just litter like communities like they do here. So there is criminal activity, there is violence, but it's not nearly as what we see and have been like conditioned to accept as normal.
Yeah. When I was in DC, one of my guys I went to high school with, he met up for dinner with me and a couple people, and he served, so he always had this stick on him, like, all the time. And I don't like guns. Like, I don't really fuck with them.
Don't care for him either.
But his worldview is just so skewed from serving. He's been robbed a couple times. Like, people walk busting his house while he was there. He had to shoot a nigga. So his worldview is skewed to the point that he carries not just one gun on him, but weapons at all time. He was pulling them shits out at dinner. He pulled out
Like
a knife.
the
Nigga, yes. Nigga,
Like it,
yes.
like the movie scene where you get where the niggas like you got to disarm and the niggas like everything and he got another one. Did
Oh, you got a bullet from the ankle too. Did he
Yes.
have like ninja stars with him too, just in case?
Damn near though. Like, it was like, all right, so this nigga pulled out, he had a dig on him. It was a nice gun too. Like a sharp stabby thing. Like, it was it was almost like a pin, but it was like at the end was
You had a
like,
bayonet?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what a bayonet is, but maybe. You know what I'm saying? He had a
Like
knife on him.
a pick? He had like a
Was
pick
like a
kind of
pick.
deal?
It was like a pick.
But like a
Yeah. He
fancy one?
It was
Yeah, you could
heavy.
fuck me up with that shit. Yeah.
Heavy had a little sharp stick in there. He had a knife. He pulled that bitch out and started. And I grabbed it. I was like, oh, let me see. No, I was like, I ain't gonna fuck with it. You know what I'm saying?
He had
He had everything.
the thorn knives.
Nigga had everything. He had extra magazine on him. He had a G dig in the car. Like, he don't play around.
He had the he had to extend the extra one. They give you
Yeah, the
like the
extra
extra rep.
magazine.
That's wild.
Yep. And but his whole thing is guns. Like, he's after he served, he has like a Instagram account, Facebook account where he teaches people how to shoot. Like, he's a trainer and stuff like that. So, I don't really fuck with guns at all. So, I was just asking him questions, but I can't really bond with you over, guns, especially, so.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of gun lovers in around here.
Yeah.
Especially here in Nashville. Oh yeah, it's tons of it. I'm like, damn, why you need so many guns? Like, one ain't enough. You need like four, five. Okay.
Yeah. So, I hope my worldview, I pray my worldview never gets skewed enough that I need to
open a small armory. Yeah.
So that's just a prayer, but you know. Hey, welcome to the podcast, guys. back with Keith and Em. What's good, y'all? How's life?
Can't complain, you know. Taking it day by day.
You know, same old stuff. Another day.
Giannis got him one.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about
that,
and I also want to talk about Dame and possibly
his situation.
We talked a little bit more about it last time, but just more about, we have a little bit more information now in regards to possibly where he goes, and some, we could talk about some possible trades. But let's start with the Suns and the Bucks. Usually we've only seen the down 0-2 comeback win 4 straight a couple of times, and the most recent was Heat Mavs in 06. So this doesn't happen a lot, and I had a feeling them niggas was gonna win this. I had a feeling when I first, I was like, but they came, they rattled off too. And I was like, oh, okay, it's really tough to come back. But them niggas, they figured it out. Didn't look back.
Man. Yeah, they.
You were confident too that it was CP's time though. Yeah.
Man, the first two, I was like, yeah, he cooking. He in his bag. Yeah. And then he just fell apart. Oh, I don't know what happened. And I can't even fully put it on CP. I got to put a lot of it on Monty. I'm like, yo, why are you letting this kid on an island with Greek?
Did he have a choice?
Yes.
What's the choice?
Anything but that. Anything right. but that. Anything but that.
I don't know. They ran those stats saying that Aiden was the best defender against Greek.
Yeah. He's the best option they had, bro.
And then, yeah, it was like 44% or something like that against Aiden. And then it went to the high 70s versus everybody else. But I feel you just throw different looks at Reed.
I'm either going to double and make him kick it and get the other guys to shoot me to death. But I'm not leaving him on the island to just get cooked by Greek. Like, Greek just like licking his chops every night. Like, I'm going to get one-on-one against Aiden. Can't move his feet and stay in front of me. He's just backing way off and praying. Like, that was not a recipe to beat them. That was not going to, you're not going to beat them with Greek doing 40 to 50 every night.
He's doing Shaq numbers. That's Shaq 2000 numbers.
That's why I say he was Shaq-esque in this finals, not this whole playoff run, but in his finals, he was Shaq-esque. Because of the strategy implemented by.
The problem is, I think that the Bucks, I don't think that they're getting back to this. We can all agree that this is it for them. One and done.
Most likely. He got him one.
And it was like the luckiest one we've seen. Because the Raptors was the Raptors
was the, a better team. Yeah, I was going to say something with the Toronto. With the
Raptors were a better team than them. Come on, bro. I'm not going to let you do that. The Raptors
I'm thinking of them. I'm going back and thinking of them. So Kyle Lowry would be, what, the second best player?
Yeah.
Versus Middleton?
Yes. Siakam is better than Drew.
It's better than Drew. Siakam is better than
and
Drew.
And any fourth guy that they could put out.
Yeah, Fred.
Fred Van Vliet was better Vliet than was any better than that fourth guy. Especially in that
it was a better team, but
for sure
a solo superstar team,
right?
With some good auxiliary guys. Mm-hmm. So you could argue the auxiliary guys were better in Toronto, but you could also argue the superstars better in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Which one would you rather have, the better superstar or the better auxiliary pieces? It's debatable. So I put them in the same kind of tier in terms of some of the worst champions
in NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two in, you know, a couple years. We've had not great.
Everybody keep getting hurt. They keep running. They end up healthy, and all the other teams that are better than them get hurt. Mm-hmm.
Is it like that? Is it, dang, sorry. Is it going to be like that for the future? Like just last race to standard. The finish line? Like the race to the finish line and see who's healthy at the finish?
I hope not. I want to get back to seeing the best go against the best and let's really know who's better.
Now there's some stars playing in the Olympics. And you know they're going to have a short – are we going to have another short season?
Because well, apparently – apparently they're gonna start back in October. I actually think that the ratings and everything were up because they staggered the season and people didn't have shit to do in the summer and they were watching these games. So I would actually keep that schedule, but they're not gonna do that. So
foolish.
It is foolish, in my opinion.
Don't compete with the fall. The NFL owns the fall.
Yeah.
They own that shit, though. Why would you? But they ain't got nothing cooking in the summer.
Right. And that's why the finals ratings were down last year because they were competing with, you know, the beginning of the NFL season. You're going to lose that every time, bro. I don't care who you are.
And I love hoops, but no. It's not happening.
So. But I want to go back to this series. It was like, I think the Bucks are really defendable. Like you can defend them really easily. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday realized they were like the second and, you know, fourth best player in the series. So they were like, okay, we can win this because we're better than them. And it just, once they realized that the shit was over, they couldn't, once they got going, it's impossible to defend Greek. It's impossible. Because now you got to send other defenders to them. They get the cooking. You got to look at them a little bit more. So it was over once they figured that shit out, that they was like good. So.
And, oh, go ahead, Keith.
I just think they just figured Phoenix out defensively.
Yeah, I was going to go there too.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
That was my next point.
They had a lineup towards the end of the game where when Phoenix was trying to come back, I think they had Bobby Portis in the game. So they had Jrue, Chris Middleton, Greek, PJ Tucker, and like Bobby Portis. And it's just, and they were switching everything. And the way Phoenix was cooking you was with that high pick and roll. And they just kept switching everything. And they were like, they were daring them to beat them that way. And I mean, that's a really great defensive lineup if you really think about it.
Which one?
With Jrue at the one, Chris Middleton, PJ Tucker, Greek, and Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
So that's a great defensive lineup. And then they were just switching everything.
Offensively, it's shit, though. But that's but they could get it away with.
Well,
it,
because you had Greek.
Greek just getting it away.
He was being Hercules at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw him.
Drive the ball, the Euro way is. Self to the fucking basket or do the spin move.
Spin cycle him, yeah. Oh,
he was in his bag low key.
He was good.
Dunking on him.
Jump shots. He did a little floater. He did a little mid-range. I mean, I'm not trying to say he's going to be like that forever, but man, he
was in his bag. Not going to lie. He was dominant.
He grew up right in front of our eyes that night.
I'm cool on him still. I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Oh, really?
I do not think that.
Damn, 50 and 14 ain't convince you?
Not in this final.
What? What
he didn't play anybody.
And he didn't do 60 and 20.
Aiden had been, to his credit, Aiden had been playing well all playoffs. That's he's a key reason why they got to the finals. Mm-hmm. Was his ability. He played good in the Lakers series. He played good against Yoke in the Nuggets, and then Greek was just different.
I don't believe
for that kid.
Don't believe him. Sorry.
Don't believe him.
I don't believe them.
I don't believe the Bucks. But
yeah,
Greek is different. Is a different one though.
His game, I don't know.
He won it. Put him in your top three?
Right now? Fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no.
What three are you taking over Greek? What three players?
All right. Should I have to go through? There's a lot of guys I would rather have than Giannis Antetokounmpo, personally.
A lot of guys?
As my superstar? Yes. Man. I don't think he's better than... I think everything just fell right for him this summer. But there's a lot of guys I'd rather have. So you... Wait. Hold on. Y'all both got him in y'all top three of players right now? Top three NBA players right now. Greek is there.
Man, that kid is pretty good. I think KD nicer than him.
For sure. Bron is still nicer than him. James Harden. For sure.
I would swap them.
Swap who?
Greek for Bron, I would be like, deal.
All right, bro. Deal. I'm not talking to you.
Bron for KD, deal. Bron for Harden, Probably not yet.
Go ahead, Keith. I'm not listening to this nigga. He's crazy.
I mean, it's tough, man. It's really tough. But I don't know. The Phoenix Suns is partly to blame too, because they did just how Milwaukee wouldn't adjust at first. They just became really stagnant. They didn't adjust in game. They were just standing around on offense. It's pretty easy to beat if you're doing that. And you can make Giannis look really well, really good, if you're not adjusting or doing anything. They wasn't trying to get easy points. I don't understand Chris Paul just being the type of player he is and having the type of prestige that he has, that there was no – he wasn't trying to get easy buckets. He just didn't have command of the floor. It almost seems like it was rigged almost. Like, it's just like
– He was turning it over.
He was turning it – right. He turned it over uncharacteristically. It was just weird. It just seems like, they stopped us, and it's just with our normal offense, and they didn't know what the fuck to do from there.
And was he hurt?
CP? He could have been a little banged up, but Holiday was locking things up, though. He was putting the locks on Book a little bit, too.
He took his cookies at the end of the game.
Twice. He stripped them, two times. Ugh. Seeing where he was going, beat him to the spot, ripped him. I was like, ooh.
He turned around and grabbed the ball, though. That shit was
weird. Backhand, yes. Locks. CP, locks.
The only person that came to play, really, was fucking Cameron Payne.
Book. Book had a decent game. 13 in that. He had a good quarter. He wasn't up to how he had been playing, but he wasn't completely trash. Aiden, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
He's young. And he has, he's got some promise. I like the kid, but boy. I think he might have been a little disheartened by his matchup. It looked like Greek was like, Greek owned him. After that first game, he owned him the rest of the series. Shots, all of it.
Who gets back first to the finals?
Neither.
Between these two teams, I would say the Bucks have a better chance, because there's only the Nets, I believe, are clearly better than them in the East. There's a few teams that were healthy. That if we would have beat them if we were healthy. The Nuggets probably would have beat them if they were healthy. The Clippers would have beat them if they were healthy. So, you know what I mean? That's three teams right there. And who knows what happens with Dame and the Warriors, who could pass them if the Warriors make a move. So, I would say better percentage Bucks, but neither.
Key.
I agree with that. I mean, the Suns, just personnel-wise, they need someone else. They need another star.
Day?
No. I wouldn't let it. It would have to be a wing. But there's no wings out there.
Ben?
Oh, no.
I don't like that fit.
I love
actually,
it.
No, that's you actually do? No, that's actually a great fit for this one.
Cause I kind of do like Ben more as like a 0.5, like use him kind of more in that. He's not Greek, but use him more similarly to that. I don't really like that fit next him and then Aiden.
Aiden, so, I see the issues.
Unless you're saying you're gonna move off of Aiden.
Hmm. I think they need to make a tweak because I think this is the end of the road for Chris Paul. Like, as being a piece to get you to the finals, I don't think that this. I think they have the blueprint with Aiden and Booker, but they need another guy. And Dame could be it, man. Dame, you put Dame with them. Oh,
you know what they have to give up. That's all that attractive.
They could give. Oh, I think they got a good package they can put together. I think they could put a package of Cam Johnson's, Mikal Bridges, and a shit ton of picks, and figure something else out.
Picks.
Yeah,
there's I think there's a better offer on the table than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dame is not, people gonna be willing to pony up, and there'll be more attractive pieces. And those, I like those guys, but those are two auxiliary players.
Right.
Trading. I'm getting two auxiliary players, and your picks after I give you Dame and you already have Book and Aiden will be late. They won't.
But if you give up Dame, it's a rebuild anyway. That's how I'm thinking. And you hope one of those guys with can develop into, you know, maybe a three on the championship team, and then you just draft well. I mean, that's where this is going. You gotta redo the entire thing. You gotta rebuild. So you
think the Blazers maybe, are there? They're ready to move on.
And you could probably flip those guys if they start to play a little bit better for even more stuff. So you got to go the Oklahoma City route anyway. So you might as well just expedite that process and make these guys look better, make good, and flip them again. You know what I'm saying? That would be my approach. But yeah, I think Dame is. I think all the smoke is real. I think he's tired of losing. And it doesn't help that he's playing the Olympics and he's around all of these great players who can recruit him daily. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that doesn't help the Blazers' case. I don't think that they would trade him there personally.
Why not? Why Phoenix more so than there? They're both in the West.
They're both in the West, but the way that they whooped y'all last for a decade, and you gonna send your best player there? I couldn't stomach it.
Now they have pieces that I would want for Dame.
Who?
A lot of picks that they have. The Warriors. Okay.
And then
James, I want to just start over. Give me as many cracks at potential all-star level guys, and you get those in the lotto. So I would rather that package than the Suns.
What picks do they have? Do you know off the top of your head?
Not off top, but I know they got a few top 10 picks.
Yeah.
And then they should have, you can maybe strong arm them and get Wiseman included. They might want to leave him out of it. But beyond Wiseman, they don't have many young attractive players, but they have the lotto picks.
I would take Wiseman for them. I think that makes some sense.
For Portland?
Yeah, for sure.
I think I don't think that Wiseman would nix a deal from Golden State's perspective. If Portland held a hard line to Wiseman, I think they would budge. Mm. And then you would have your big three of Clay coming back from his injury in your backcourt with Dame and Steph. Ooh, it's interesting.
The Knicks kind of got a good package too.
What do they have in terms? Yeah, they're gonna have a lotto pick. No. They made the playoffs. Just so used to them always being in the lottery.
Can y'all see that?
It's loading up.
You see it?
Yeah.
So Dame for RJ Barrett, Mitchell Robinson, quick, first round pick, pick swap, and another. Yeah, I love that for.
I like that more than Phoenix offer.
Yeah.
I like that more than Phoenix offer.
Because I don't know. I mean,
RJ I don't like RJ Barrett. I don't like
him. No, but he's a solid. He's solid, though, bro. He's a solid young player.
Uh-huh. You know, he's like decent.
Yeah. And the rest of these guys have potential. Quickly, you know, was damn near rookie of the year. I knew he was going to be fucking good. I told motherfuckers that shit in the league. His game is just a league game. This is the. Now, this one is interesting. That one's fun. So you got the Pelicans.
For B.I., that is interesting right there.
So Damian Lillard and Robert Covington for Ingram, Bledsoe, and a shitload of picks, all the picks. I love that. I don't necessarily know if that puts them in echelon of being able to get out the West. I don't think I think for Dame, he's hoping to go to a place where he's in the conversation for a championship next year. And I don't think that this is it. Immediately.
You don't think Zion ready?
No. And those two as your superstars are terrible defensively. Those are like the worst two superstars you can have defensively right now. Like they're just bad, both of them.
So you're saying you wouldn't make this move if you were in New Orleans?
Oh no. I'm saying I don't think that Dame would go here.
Gotcha.
I don't think it works for him right now, but I maybe could be wrong. Yeah. Akeem, you think Zion ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like the move. Yeah.
I mean, it would be so they would go Steven Adams.
Zion, nice.
That's a better deal than the Knicks package. That's the best one I think you could have.
You're high on.
What was that? Link back up.
Oh, they as together. It's
Link them back up.
The money don't work, I don't think, there, but maybe.
He would have to sign for the mini, and then you would have to do a sign and trade for Lowry.
So
I like that.
If you could swing that, y'all are gonna be back in the finals. Y'all gonna be back in the finals anyway, but that to me puts y'all they're winning a couple with that together.
Yeah, they link back up. Yeah, they might. Rosen from LA.
I can see that too. So you would go Steven Adams, Zion.
Mm-hmm. Maybe bring Zoe back.
Rocco would be the three. I don't know who the two is. Yeah, maybe Dame, and then you go Zoe as the one.
Yeah,
That's not getting out the West. That's not getting out the West, bro.
Not yet.
He's 31. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to.
He is. Dang.
So
you would have to make another signing. I would have to look and.
I would try to keep Brandon Ingram.
It's
impossible.
If you could keep Brandon Ingram, now you're talking.
And now you're talking.
Now you are.
Because you're giving up a shitload of picks anyway.
If they had another valuable. Young guy that
was—he's the centerpiece, though, of this deal. You know, for them, it's not the picks; it's him. So, you know, maybe. But if you could keep BI, oh my God, there you're talking.
Yeah, now you could possibly get out the West.
Yeah, possibly. This is the one. This is the one. I don't think. See, the thing about this Dame thing. Is that whoever has given up shit for him, I don't know if they're going to necessarily be good enough to win.
Like, they give up what they get. Have to pay to get him.
It's a lot of teams that I just don't feel like are going to be good enough.
Maybe not year one.
I don't think, period, to win a chat title.
At least the 76ers has another piece, though.
If Dame were to,
Dame were to join this team, at least they still have Tobias Harris, who can take on some of the scoring load too.
As your third best player. Two superstars in Tobias. You could do worse. You could do worse.
Yeah. Would they be better than the Bucks?
That was going to ask that. Yes.
I say yes. Like, close to me personally, but it's okay. Yeah, it's the Nets that's the issue.
Not better than the Nets, in my opinion, no.
But no.
Puts you as, it improves you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's a better move you can make than scooping up Dame? I don't know of one. Flipping Ben for Dame, I don't know of a better move you could possibly make in the basketball world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for Philly, I would be all in on this. Even though, yeah, I do agree, it doesn't put you ahead of the Nets.
But I think people are hoping that the Nets continue. Well, I'm not going to say that.
Get hurt.
Yeah, I'm not even joking, though. I mean, they got a lot of guys that get hurt.
I mean, they got a lot of injury-prone guys on the squad, yes.
Let's just be real. You're just hoping. Man, if you could somehow – it seems like Ben's time has run out in Philly. But Dame, Ben, and Joel, oh, my God, bro. That is everything you need right there. Like, it's just so good. But I don't think it ever happened.
You don't think that this move is going to happen?
I don't think that they'll be able to keep Ben.
No. You got to give him. He's got to be the same.
He got to. And I think his time has run out in Philly. But so.
I think he needs a change.
Yeah.
But that. Ooh. That looked like the. Ooh, this is an interesting deal, too.
This doesn't put them in. They're getting bounced second round with this move. But Damian Lillard for Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and two first round picks.
I don't think Damian would like Boston.
But then you start with,
They're low key a racist city.
Low key, it's not even low key. They're racist.
Boston.
Yeah. But I hear you though. Say more, Keith. What you like about this deal? What you don't like?
This move way more disliked than like. Really? I mean, it would just be Lillard and Jason Tatum. And it's like, what else do you have besides that? The coverage is pretty bare. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like a first round exit, possibly second.
Halford.
Yeah. I think to have a chance, you have to keep Jaylen. Mm-hmm.
Then you nice if you can keep. That's how all the deals are. If you can keep the centerpiece, then you got a championship roster. But to get the deal done, so if you were Boston, you would say no, this is too much for Dame.
I honestly don't think it's too much, but it's just the end result. Trying to accomplish a championship. I mean, you need horses. Giving away, you know, a good wing defender in the process. I understand you have to do it to get the deal done, but like if you look at your roster from there, it's like what, unless you make other moves outside of that, you know,
so
is Jay Crowder on the move again? Could you get him? But he already played for Boston before, right?
So it doesn't necessarily mean he wouldn't come back. Yeah,
that's true.
So would you take this Dame, the core of Dame and Tatum over Milwaukee's team?
No.
No?
Me neither.
Ooh.
Fuck out of here.
Because either not better than Greek. To be honest,
no, neither one is better than Greek. They're both really good, though.
And then just the roster's better. Milwaukee's roster's better once you get outside those main two people.
I think throughout this whole thing we're talking about, is Dame Lillard that good, man? Like, I mean, he's good, but
he's just a liability on defense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a huge liability on defense.
So, where do y'all got him ranked in terms of one?
He's like Lou Williams, but. A little better.
Is he a top three point guard in the league?
He's more of a two. He's like a gun, basically.
Mm-hmm. He's a scoring. Yeah, he's a scoring one.
But he's really good at scoring. What was your question? The top point guards?
Yeah, is he in the top three?
It's him, Steph, and I don't know who the and Kyrie to me.
Kyrie. Is he nicer than Kyrie?
Oh,
yes, so.
I would take him over Kyrie.
I don't think because he stays healthy. I actually don't think I would.
I agree with him. At least he stays healthy.
If I took health out of the question, I think Kyrie is better than him. But he always hurt.
But and this kid
don't be hurt all the time, and he's not that much worse than Kyrie.
Beyond what Kyrie did, you know, when he played with LeBron on the championship run, like, so that's tough. I'll take Dame's playoff resume over Kyrie's.
You got him over Luka?
I was thinking about Dallas.
I don't know if they have enough to get the deal done for that.
Yeah, me either. It seems like these deals are, it's not going to be just straight up deal. It's going to have to be a three team. It looks like for this to work. But the Heat was
the Heat are interesting.
They are interesting, but I don't know, and I haven't seen any scenarios. It had to be
three team.
Yeah, they couldn't trade Bam. They would have to keep Bam.
In order to compete, he would have to be the third best player.
I would not give up Bam for Dame.
Everyone Bam else, either. Goodbye. Everyone else, goodbye. The rest of the squad, though.
Let's see if this one works. He get Dame. Blazers get Kristaps, Tyler.
Hero.
Damn, they get a shit ton. But I don't like any of these players, but It's the picks that you're really looking
for. You get four picks, and then you get some guys that you can maybe hope to flip. Could you maybe flip Porzingis again?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Possibly. And
you hope Tyler is decent enough to.
Tyler would fucking love Portland.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd do well in Portland, actually, too.
And the Mavs.
They swap
that deal makes sense for
everybody. That deal
makes sense for everybody though. Yeah.
Everybody.
It does make sense for everybody.
The Mavs gets better defensively.
Yeah, they get better defensively. They get another ball handler off the bench. They just get better.
Yes, I would do that deal if I was Dallas.
So yeah, that's a good one. I think it's gonna have to look like this.
Miami makes the most sense now. Ooh, so Miami, Dame, Jimmy, and Bam. Where does that put them in the East?
Better than better than Milwaukee.
Yes.
And competing. Yeah, I would say second personally, but I can see third.
You would put Milwaukee over them? Nets are clearly one. I feel like that's unanimous amongst everyone here. So who would be two in the East?
I think if the Bucks can do something with Lopez's contract and bring in pieces with their salary, I think they can make another run.
So you would put them at two?
I think it they
or one possibly even. Maybe,
I think
maybe
they just figured it out throughout the whole playoff run. I think something really clicked. I think they're gonna they're gonna be better than people think next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have that championship swag that always gives you a little bounce.
Yeah, so Kyle Lowry. DeMar DeRozan interested in joining the Lakers. So this is what would have to work like this. So DeMar's a free agent completely. You'd have to trade for Kyle, which would include Kyle Kuzma and a couple pieces. Maybe Dennis Schroeder. Okay.
Bye, Schroeder.
Schroeder's a free agent though, so is
it sign and trade him. Tracker? So you could, I'd have to see if it's with the CBA, but if you could get DeRozan to sign for that many, the deal that Trez took, if you get him to take that same deal. And then you trade for Lowry, the deal with Kuz, a pick. I think that's that should be able to get it done. And then if you could also sign and trade Schroeder for something.
Yeah. Then you're cooking.
Chicago wants him.
You're cooking.
The Knicks want him.
You look like a whole different team.
Now we in business. Yeah. Them two plus whatever you get for Schroeder. Bye, Kuz. I fucks with you and all. But
I don't know why. I mean, that the problem with Kuz to Toronto, him and Siakam are kind of the same player.
Kind of clashing a little bit.
Ugh, I don't really like that fit.
So maybe Kuz, maybe you have to do a three team. Because Kuz, I think Kuz is better than he's been playing up to due to his role in his situation.
I think it might be flipped. I think you might sign and trade Schroeder to the Raptors. I could see that.
Him going to Toronto, possibly for Lowry.
Yeah. Yeah. And then flip Kuz the other way, because they're gonna need another ball handler.
Flip Kuz for something else. Yeah.
Yeah. So
possibly, yeah.
Cause Kuz, I mean, most of the teams, especially in the East, would love him. Love to have him. I would take him immediately for my team. I think he could do really well in a Bulls uniform. But yeah, man. Maybe Dirk? Yeah, of course.
I would do that.
Of course. I would do that. At this point.
We have some breaking news.
What's the news?
Drop it.
It's regarding baseball.
Shit.
The Cleveland Indians changed their name. And will now be called the Cleveland Guardians.
Are you?
That is big news. That is, well, horrible name choice, but
terrible name choice.
I understand changing the name.
Guardians. Look at them.
Anything but that.
Look at the logo. It's terrible.
They should be called the baseball team.
At least it was more creative than that. Dude, has Washington come up with a name yet?
No, they said they're gonna pick.
And niggas had 2 years.
They said they're gonna pick one next year. So long? I don't know what it's gonna be, because they might have to change their whole color scheme. So. You know, that's gonna take a while. So the football team though, shit crazy.
Man, I had to change it from why the red man red. It was really called the Redskins forever. America wild.
They are wild. And it just makes me, I was there, America, I was there. I went to the Redskins, or the football team stadium, and it just hit me that I'm in the nation's capital, and the nation's capital's team is called the Redskins. It's like if they call, them instead of going at the Indians, they went at the slaves and called them, like, I don't know. Shaka Zulus or some shit. I don't know, but something to that effect. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Washington Niggers or something like that.
Yes.
Because Redskin is not like an, like, that's not an endearing term that they would use when they would speak of Native American people. When they used the term Redskin, it wasn't daringly.
Yeah. So it was either, yes, it could have been the Washington Niggers. Yeah. That was the Negroes. The Washington Negroes. And then, you know, the mascots, you know, one of us, you know.
They would never do it. Like the,
you know,
like the white trash warriors, like they would never, like, they would never degrade them, a white person, and put him, use a degrading term for a white person and have that be like the mascot of the team.
What would the black mascot, what would he do?
he would spit watermelon seeds after every touchdown.
He would no wow.
He would take a free throw, and if he hit it, everybody get a bucket of chicken. something to that effect. Yeah. Oh wow. No. America is wild, man.
Nah, that's a wild place in Washington.
Where? Niggas gun toting, racist.
Shoot you if you cut them off.
Oh my god. This place.
They feel like doing it.
Is this place
you worried of, you scared of other countries?
Right.
It's shit wild as fuck here.
Is it we've talked about this before, but do you think that this land is haunted by the you know they've done so much, it's so many so much bloodshed. Yeah. Not just the Indians, but slavery. That was an ugly time, bro.
First the Indians.
Then the slaves. Them.
We can't enslave them. We keep killing them with our diseases, and they know the land too well.
So our immune system is immune to everything because we just step on the land and kill these motherfuckers.
Okay, so we got poor white people that we make work it off. We need more. So they looked to Africa. Oh, they don't get, we don't kill them off when they come into contact with all our viruses and strange things that we bring from Europe. And they have no idea where we're taking them. So
yeah.
Then they built the country off of that. Then they had the Civil War. Yeah, a lot of wild shit.
Then Jim Crow.
Then the Chinese, what they did to the Chinese.
Right.
What they did to the Indians, they was kidnapping Indian kids and sending them to white families.
Yeah. And they came back home and didn't have their identities anymore. They were stripped. You know. I mean, that's sort of what they did with the entire African American race. I mean, we don't know who the fuck we are.
My last name is McCarthy.
All right. An Irishman. I'm some white guy, you know what I'm saying? So it's nasty. It's a nasty. We went to the African American Museum in DC, and that shit is it's depressing. That's the only word I can use. It's depressing. They get really deep into. So if you don't know much about our history, it can be startling. But I knew that most of this stuff, and you know, it's nasty. It's shocking. It's disgusting. It's scary that these people that are walking around now still have this in their blood. Like, this is where they came from.
And they tell us to get over it.
Right. I'm not saying it's genetic. I'm saying that this is their history. These are their ancestors that carried out these vile things. So you know, I'm not sure what that means, but you know
what it means to be a descendant of them.
Yeah,
I mean, we all have a little trace of them since we grew up black in America.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm dabble in it. That's not what I mean, though. I mean, you know these are your direct ancestors, and you know, just the sheer terror they inflicted on a group of people was pretty disturbing. So black people walking in that motherfucker pissed. I ain't never seen niggas pissed like that. Niggas was furious walking. I'm just shaking my head. Niggas are shaking their heads. It's just nasty. And the thing about that place is like they have statues of some of the major black people throughout history. And those statues, man, we walk up to them, they feel real. It's so weird. It's so weird when you go in there. But yeah, it was a wild, wild thing. DC, I like DC. besides the shootings. So I could do without those, but it's a cool city for sure. So I have fun. So, but yeah. Anything else y'all want to talk about?
I ain't got nothing for you.
Keith, you good?
Smooth.
All right. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Peace.